Hello, everybody, and welcome in for another episode of Vol Club Confidential, brought to you by the great people at Knoxville Smiles. I'm your host, Austin Price. Coming up tonight on the show, we have Lady Vol players Samara Spencer and Ruby Whitehorn. But before then, we talk about the Volunteer Club, a lot of great membership opportunities from $5 right on up, and so many benefits to being a member of the Volunteer Club. You also have that new VolQuest merch that's we launched last Thursday. You can get all that at thevolunteerclub.com. But more on Knoxville Smiles.
Knoxville Smiles, depending on us to make your smile better. Knoxville Smiles, are you happy with your smile today? Knoxville Smiles, we're all about smiles.
Hey Lance, what makes you smile?
Pancake blocks.
Ladies is part of this kind of new world with the transfer portal and stuff. You know, when you guys went into the portal, like, was Tennessee one of those spots where you're like, that piques my interest? Or was that one of those things where when they reached out, you're like, you know, what was that, you know, process like?
Well, before I went into the portal, I knew that Coach Gabe Lazo, who I have ties with from back home, was going to Tennessee. And he always recruited me wherever he went, so I kind of knew that that was going to be, like, somewhere that would pique interest. And then knowing that Coach Kim was coming here and seeing her style of play when they went to the NCAA tournament and played Virginia Tech, it was kind of like a no-brainer for me to at least be interested and give Tennessee a look when I was in the portal.
You?
For me, I mean, like, my transfer situation kind of happened unexpectedly. At first, I was coming on my visit here when Coach Kelly Harper was still the coach, but she literally got fired on the same, like, the same day I was coming on my visit. So they were in the conversation, and then I thought for sure I wasn't going to come anymore. But then when Coach Kim got in the office, like, she called me, and I don't know, I guess I was just thinking big stage, big opportunity.
When that goes on, though, and all of a sudden you feel like Tennessee's off the table, like, did it behoove you in that instance to kind of slow down a little bit? Because, I mean, you know, had you went a little bit quicker, you know, maybe it, you know, Coach Caldwell doesn't have a chance to call you. You know what I'm saying? Like, a lot of kids are just kind of like in the portal, out of the portal, like, let's, you kind of went a little slower, you know, in that instance.
Yeah, I feel like I really take my time in choosing a school. I took a very long time coming out of high school, choosing a school. I'm just like a people person. Like, I got to know who I'm playing for, who I'm playing with. It takes a lot for me to build trust with the people that I want around me. So I just took a minute.
When you start investigating the style of play, you referenced seeing it, you know, but when you start, you know, kind of looking at it, like, was it kind of like, well, like, five in, five out, like, all this running? Like, I mean, like, it's a drastic change, at least for some.
Yeah, I mean, I wasn't really looking at the five and five out full court defense aspect. I was more so looking at, like, the offensive aspect, just because, like, when I was at Arkansas for 3 years, I was more so an offensive-minded person. But I knew that, like, trusting in her, it would be something that I would be able to develop, like, and get used to. Coming from Arkansas, I used to play, like, 40 minutes a game, and so I wasn't opposed to playing, like, 20 minutes a game, because that just means, like, my body has time to, like, recover faster after games, and I don't have to do as much. And so just being able to see, like, okay, I could see myself playing in that style just simply because, like, it suits me and it'll be better for me in the long run.
You?
I was looking at that five in, five out, like, absolutely not. It was almost like, nah, it was almost a deal breaker. But I don't know. I think, like, I didn't get enough opportunity to, like, look at their style of play very much. But I sat in a zone for 2 years in college. Like, we played zone every single game. Everybody, it didn't matter who we played against. So looking at the defensive side, it was just like, you're going to have to learn how to play man defense, you know, become a better defender and stuff like that. And I thought that Coach Kim and the pieces around her could help me do that, just be good on offense and defense.
When we had her back out last spring, she talked about, like, people don't understand until they're in it. But you actually end up with more, getting up more shots than when you're playing in a normal deal. Have you found that? Because, I mean, like, that's something, you guys are kind of a sales pitch for her because you're her first litmus test at this level. Are you shooting the ball more here, playing less minutes, than you did when you were playing more minutes elsewhere?
Yeah, I think so. I think I'm also, like she said, recovering a lot faster when I go in. I'm a lot more fresh. Like, we playing less time, but we're getting up a lot more shots. And honestly, I feel like I've been more efficient in this half a season than I have in my past 2 years of playing 38 minutes. So
I'll say for me, I shot the ball a lot at Arkansas just simply because I had to. And so coming here and being able to, like, take a back seat and be more of, like, a facilitator, I think that's what's helping me grow as a player, because I've done the whole score points, take a lot of shots. And so just developing my game in a different aspect, it's helped me this year for sure.
What have you learned the most about Tennessee since you've been here? Like, the history here, obviously everybody knows Pat, but, I mean, just, like, the history of the program, Knoxville, what have you learned most?
I'd say a lot of people compare Coach Kim to Pat Summitt, like her coaching style, her style of play, like how hard she is. And obviously we didn't get to experience Pat Summitt because we were just young and we didn't really understand. But just being able to know, like, a lot of people compare her. So, I mean, Pat Summitt was great, and I expect Coach Kim to be great too. So just being able to see, like, she can be something, and we're helping her be that with her being, like, us being her first team here. It's good for us to be able to help her do that.
I would say the biggest thing I learned is that the fans, like, man, they gonna come out, show love. I've never been stopped so many times on the street, in the grocery store, at a gas station. Like, it's crazy. So I think the love that they show their athletes in, like, all sports. Like, it's not even just basketball. It's not just football like it is at every university. Like, it's all the sports. I feel like they come out and they show love.
Sam, Ruby just seems like she is flatline. Never too high, never too low. Like, I mean, like we're checking her for a pulse here in a minute. Like, is that how she is normally? Or does she ever get fired up?
Yeah, in the game, she'll get fired up. I mean, she's kind of like
our... So you're telling me she goes low power mode until the game?
Yeah, exactly. She's like kind of our, like, our calming piece. Like, Ruby's never too high. She's never too low. But when she does get, like, down on herself, because she's not, she's like, has very high expectations for herself. And so we'll get into times where, like, she just feels like she's not doing enough, but we see that she is doing enough, and we'll kind of have to, like, pick her up. But that's just because she's so dedicated to the game, and she has, like, such a big heart for the sport of basketball that she expects, like, a great deal from herself. And she feels like we expect that much from her, but, like, we don't. Like, we expect her to just be who she is, like, whenever she's down, we're there for her, but she doesn't really have any bad days, no down days. Like, I would say she's becoming a good leader for us as the season goes on, for sure. But it's just because she's dedicated to winning, and when you have people around like that who want to win and who go hard to win, it's easy for them to be, like, good teammates, and it's easy to want to play with them.
On the flip side, Ruby, Sam, she talks about being a facilitator. You know, a lot of times when I think facilitator, I think point guard / communicator, which she sounds like she kind of is a communicator. Is that how she is in practice and games? I mean, is she the one that, you know, is quick to lead?
Yeah, I mean, I feel like a lot of people, I mean, we have leaders like Jewel who she'll talk a lot. She'll communicate with us a lot and stuff like that. But, like, Sam's a true point guard, and that's, like, something that you rarely find in basketball these days. Like, on the court, she's talking. She'll yell at me if I'm not cutting, like, if she's stuck and I just leave her out to dry. Like, she be yelling at me, you know? And I feel like she just knows who to talk to and in what way to talk to them. Like, you can't talk to everybody the same. Like, you can't yell at everybody, you know what I'm saying? It's just, you got to treat everybody differently, and that's what a true point guard and leader and facilitator does, so...
You look at this team, it feels like the buy-in is great. I mean, like, you know, even the couple of the games you've lost, I mean, you guys have fought to the end, been right there, and, you know, I think you learn from it and get better from it. Like, are you surprised how quick the team's bought in first year, so many new pieces coming from different spots but that had different, maybe different roles a year ago? Are you guys surprised at the buy-in?
We still buying in.
Yeah, no, for real. We are still buying in. Honestly, coming in, like, the summer and learning everybody, I feel like we were all immediately bought in. But, like, with everybody, like, from top to bottom having to learn each other, and from top to bottom, like, as far as the players having to learn a new system and get, like, acclimated to each other, because there are definitely so many new pieces here. I would say it was kind of, like, hard at first to be, like, automatically bought in because it's like, is this going to work? Like, we're playing in the toughest conference in the country. Like, is full court pressing for 40 minutes actually going to work against teams like Oklahoma and LSU? And for like spurts of the game, we saw that. Like, we saw it could work. And so just being able to see, like, okay, like, we can compete with the best of the best doing what Coach Kim wants us to do. It's easy to see, like, when we have success, that it's something that we can continue to do and continue to be good at.
She seems like she just, like, she's so driven, right? Like, I mean, any success you guys have had, it's just like, okay, well, I mean, I expected this one of these games.
Yeah, it don't matter.
You know? Yeah.
It literally don't
never
matter.
Never satisfied.
But that, you have to appreciate that, though.
Yeah.
Right?
This game, man.
I mean, sometimes it's like, man, like, it's a little deflating sometimes because you feel like, because, like, she's used to winning. Mm-hmm. And I'm not saying we aren't used to winning, but we aren't used to winning at such, like, a high level as her. Like, everywhere she's gone, she's won a championship. Like, we've been winners, but, like, maybe, like, in high school, never, like, at the collegiate level have we been, like, winners. And so for her to have a standard for us that we've never, like, necessarily had for ourselves because we've just never been put in that place to, it's, like, hard sometimes when, like, she's like, nah, that's not good enough, but we feel like we did good enough. But then, like, on the flip side, you see, like, okay, like, she's won championships and she's done this. So obviously what she's telling us is right. We just have to be able to, like, get in our mind, like, she is right, even though it may not come off like she's being, like, right with us. It is right.
Has she curled up in you a few times in practice?
Yeah, like...
I mean, that practice I was at, I thought she was pretty tame. Like, I mean, it was more the assistant coaches kind of
I feel like
pushing.
She be trying sometimes, but, like, sometimes you just... Like she said, like, you'll rarely get, like, a compliment or something like that. Like, we could play good and think we playing good, but, like, she know we could play better. You know what I'm saying? Like, today... In practice, she gonna say something like, Kanaya was the only one running around, flying around. We all just moseying around. And I'm looking like, bro, like, I'm about to pass out. You talking about everybody moseying around? Like, I'm like, I'm about to die over here. Like, you know what I'm saying? But then at the end of practice, like, she did, like, give me a compliment and stuff like that. So it's just like, when you think she don't see the good, she does see it.
How much do you appreciate those moments, though? Like, I mean, like, when you do get the praise, you know, for doing something good, like, it does it just hit home just a little bit better?
Yeah, I mean, like, it mean a lot more. Like, it mean a good job 10 times better than if anybody else tell you, because it's like, you know, she not gonna tell you unless she's doing a perfect job actually.
All right, she's got this kid on the way due anytime. What kind of toughness do you think it shows if she doesn't miss any time?
I mean, I've talked to her about it multiple times. Like, Coach Kim and I talk about Connor coming every day. She doesn't want to miss, but everybody around her...
I'm a firm believer, says she's not going to miss.
Everybody, but everybody around her who's had a kid is like, no, you're gonna have to miss. Like, there is no, like, just have the baby, get out of the hospital a few hours later and be coaching. Like
she'll try to do.
Yeah, she's going to try to do
it.
I
think she'll miss a practice. I'm saying she's not going to miss a game.
Yeah, maybe a practice.
I don't think so either, but I mean, like she said, the people around her that have had babies are like, nah, no way, bro. Like, you're going to miss some time. But, like, I think Coach Kim is, like, you know, crazy.
Of course, there's the famous Pat Summitt story, you know,
yeah.
Where with her on the plane going into labor, and she didn't let him land and said, we're going to have it in Tennessee, you know.
Yeah. I mean, I think that she's come to realization that she might have to miss a few, like, practices. She doesn't want to miss any games, but in her mind, she's had, like, the realization, like, okay, people around me are telling me that I might have to miss, so they may be a little bit right.
They're gonna be doing the fingerprints and footprints, and she's gonna be on FaceTime watching y'all run through a drill.
Exactly. She's gonna be on the phone. Coaching.
Yeah, like, for sure. I don't think she'll. Physically, she won't be there, but, like, she'll find a way to tap into what we're doing any day that she misses, for sure.
All right, what makes your girl smile?
Coach Kim?
No. No. Just in general. What makes you smile?
Oh, me?
Yeah.
Oh, probably some food. It's food. Shopping. I love shopping. That's about it.
You?
Wow, okay. So this is going to – I'm going to just picture it, okay? You get home after practice, take a hot shower, you do your skincare, you lotion up, you have blackout shades in your room, you turn the fan on, turn the light off, and get in the bed and just lay there for the rest of the day. That's what makes me smile.
It take her 4 hours to get home. She's at the gym dilly-dallying.
No, I have to decompress. After the practices that we have, I have to decompress. I have to. Because if I go home with any baggage from the day, I'm not going to be able to lay down in my bed peacefully like I just said. So I have to decompress before I go home so that when I go home, I don't have to think about anything but my bed.
All right, we've got a lot to unpack, but before we unpack it, more from Knoxville Smiles.
I'm Tennessee basketball player J.P. Estrella. Let me give you a tour here of the offices at Knoxville Smiles. Dr. Costa is placing implants with a robot, and it's all done digitally. There's no guessing with this since it's all robotic. Dr. Welko is the newest addition to the office. He loves to research the latest and greatest in technology, so the other doctors go to him for the newest product information and techniques. Dr. Malone is building teeth in the mouth. To him, cosmetic bonding is more like artwork. He does this without cutting your teeth down. It's all about building them up. Guys, we still have a problem. Do y'all have a bigger chair?
Home games or road games? Which do you like more?
I like away games.
You do?
Yeah.
Why?
Because I like when everybody else is there to see somebody else. Like, my favorite thing to do when I was in high school was
play spoiler.
Like, kill somebody kid, like cook them on the court and their parents just watch. Mad.
I would say home games. I wouldn't have said home games like the past 3 years where I was at before, but here, like, because so many people come out and like the fan base is so big and like it's just loud. Like, sometimes when like we start going on runs, like, and we get caught up and like we tie the game or we go on a lead, like, and the fans start going, like, I can barely hear myself think. So, like, for sure, home games.
All right, so it sounds like that means something to you. Now, I think for like most kids, like, you know, they just walk around campus and they don't pay attention to statues and that type of stuff. But do you ever walk by Pat's statue and just think, you know, what was that lady? What was she like?
Yeah, I sometimes, like, when they compare Coach Kim to Pat, sometimes I'm like, I wish I would have been able to experience, like, Pat, so I can, like, really see how similar they were.
You ever watch anything online, like any kind of pregame or halftime speeches and that type of stuff? That stuff's out there.
Well, yeah, I used to watch because my mom has always been a huge Tennessee fan, so when I was younger, she used to have the Tennessee games on, and I used to, like, see clips and stuff of Pat, and so I've always been around it and watched it, but like it's kind of surreal to actually be here playing where she coached at.
Yeah, for sure. I think it's hard to not wonder what she's like because everybody on campus is talking about her in class. It don't matter what you're doing, somebody talking about
get the Wee Back Pat game.
Yeah, exactly. Like, and then they do it at every school. Like, it's not just like only a Tennessee thing where they have the Wee Back Pat game. Like, it's league wide. It's like NCAA wide that they do it. So like, she had to have a huge presence for everybody to like dedicate that one game to her.
Is that your favorite uniform? What?
Yes, we love the blue. I love the blue.
I like white.
I like blue.
I like the blue, but like my shorts, they're a little bit too small.
Yeah, the blue uniforms fit different than the regular uniforms. Yeah. But I don't mind it.
They're cute though.
Would you ever like push for like a combo of uniform, like blue shorts, white tops, or? You know what I'm saying?
Mm-mm.
No,
you
just want all solid, all orange, all blue, all white.
Yeah. I feel like mismatching uniforms is for like other sports, like soccer, football.
Yeah,
like, sure. I don't think basketball would look good. Like,
what was football like for you guys here this fall?
I didn't go to very many games, honestly. Too much traffic for me.
You don't like people?
No.
You don't like big crowds of people?
No, not really.
Ruby, I know
absolutely
you don't like big groups of
not
people. I got to pick that
not
one for the jump. This room's too crowded and there's like four people in here.
Yeah, absolutely not. No.
When you do like, when the little kids come down, they're, you know, they're all lined up there for Lady Vol games or you're doing autograph type stuff. How much do you enjoy that part of it? Because, I mean, those kids look up to you.
No, yeah, it's cute. It's really nice to see them. And the line gets longer and longer every game. So it's nice, though. I love the sport.
Do you feel like that people have started to even buy in? We talk about your all's buy-in, but, like, the fans have started to gravitate towards this team. The more success you've had, they see how hard you play. Even the games you've lost, heck, the Oklahoma game, I mean, down 20 and all of a sudden boom, you're right back there with a shot to win.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, it's fun to see because there are a lot of Lady Vol fans who have been fans for like years, like since Pat was coaching, and so for them to see like over the past couple of years, like, they haven't really been satisfied with how things have been in the program. And then this year, Coach Kim coming in, and they're like, wow, like, we're finally getting back to the ways that Pat, like, coached. It's kind of, like, fun to see, like, we're being able to bring that back for those fans who have been longtime fans.
All right, we're going to pull out your phones. We're going to call the one person that you know you can count on to answer. I prep them. Ruby's not sure who she's going to call. Wasn't sure earlier. She may know now.
It's really a coin toss. Like,
Sam, I got it.
Sam, who are you calling? You got to put him on speaker.
Okay. Yeah, you go. First ring.
Who are we calling?
This is my boyfriend, Greg.
Well, he better answer.
Right. I don't know if I should call him on.
They said call the one person who you know would answer, so I called you. I'm glad you answered.
Oh, we ain't hearing him. What, put him on speaker? Yeah.
He is on speaker. Oh. He doesn't talk that much.
So. Greg, you got to talk more.
What's up, man? How y'all doing?
Well, we're good. We're good. We just you were being put to the test had you not answered.
Yeah, would have been madness probably.
We're probably talking a breakup here at this point.
Yeah, well.
All right, late time make
one phone call.
We're definitely gonna be talking about.
Go ahead.
Sure.
Your turn.
All right. Sure. All right.
Who we calling, Ruby?
My girlfriend, Amani. She don't barely answer the phone.
She gonna have it on Do Not Disturb.
Okay. Oh, yes. First ring. Good job, Amani.
First
He's
ring.
Calling to see who answered the phone. I'm like, I don't know. But you answered, so good job.
Woo!
Wow.
Good job, bro. I was worried for a minute.
I'm scared.
All right, that's all I wanted.
Okay, bye.
That went better than you thought.
Yeah.
I was about to call Z.
She seems like the energy.
A goofball.
Yeah.
Like, y'all know Goofy from, like, Mickey Mouse?
Uh-huh.
That's Z. Like, the tall dog walking around, just goofy. That's Z.
Are you a Mickey Mouse fan?
No.
No. Not shocked by this. Not shocked by that answer. What's something most people don't know about you? You play instruments, right?
I have before. I've pretty much played every sport and, like, instrument-wise, guitar and piano. But, like, I love Big Time Rush. That's something, like, nobody knows about me. Like, I love Big Time Rush.
What is that?
You don't know what Big Time... You know what Big Time Rush is?
She's too man. Young. She knows who Big Time Rush
is. You know what Big Time Rush is?
I'm old. So
the boy band?
Okay.
They had a show.
Oh,
boy bands for me were NSYNC and Boys to Men and Backstreet
okay,
Boys.
Okay.
That's my generation.
Okay.
I told you I'm old.
No. You got to watch Big Time Rush. You got to watch.
What about you?
I don't know. Honestly. I couldn't tell you.
You got nothing nobody knows? Everybody knows everything?
Yes.
Yeah. She be yapping. Yeah, why. Like, I'm an open book.
You really
like,
kind of are.
Honestly. There's
you walked
nothing
in
for me
and I
hide.
Said, there's my talker, and then that's when I'm about to pull teeth.
There's nothing for me to tell.
Ruby's talking way more than I thought she would. She's brought it.
Yeah. Once she gets going, she gets going. For
yeah,
sure.
Just take a little minute, you know?
Mount Rushmore of WNBA players. Go. I mean, it's four. I have to preface this because there's been a few football players that didn't know there's only four heads on Mount Rushmore. So
I didn't know that. I'm like,
so top four.
I'm definitely going to go with A.J. Wilson. Stewie, for sure. I'm going to go with Sabrina. Love her. And Taurasi.
And Taurasi has to be on there.
Oh, yeah.
You?
Oh,
she's not on mine.
That's cool.
I'm going to go Tisha Pinatoro, Sylvia Fowles, just because I played for her program. So, like, I have a lot of respect
sure.
for her. We'll go Chelsea Gray.
There we go.
And... I'd probably say Asia too.
All right. Mount Rushmore of Lady Vol players. We'll go find out how much you've learned about the program in 8 or 9 months.
Easy. I'm going to go with Jordan Horston, Rekia.
You're going too, you're too recent.
Oh,
you
yeah.
You should be able to look to the rafters and be able to.
I mean, I was going to throw Candace Parker in there too. You know what I'm saying? And then let's go with Tamika Catchings.
I'll go Candace Parker, Tamika Catchings, Ariel Massengill, and Andrea Carter.
How much? I can see you doing. I honestly can see. I mean, Andrea Carter does a fantastic job mm-hmm. with her, you know, as an analyst. I can see you doing that one day.
A lot of people tell me that. I've been getting that since I've been in college.
She watched too much basketball.
But, yeah, but
all the time.
It's the look, one smile. That takes you a long way, and then just be able to communicate. You like to talk.
Yeah, I do. I'm a very big yapper, especially when there's a topic that I like and am very interested in,
like,
and have a lot of knowledge of.
I'm telling you, like, she never not watching basketball. Like,
when basketball is done, what do you want to do?
Preferably coach. That's like number one. Just because I feel like playing, I gave enough to the game, but I have a lot of people say like I have a really high basketball IQ, so I feel like as a coach I would be able to give to the game as well.
I don't want to coach. That's like no. I mean, I got this thing where I can't. I don't think I have the patience. But like after I'm done playing basketball, I mean, obviously I want to go to the league, but like long-term goals, I want to open a homeless shelter called Second Chance. And it's like a place where people are going to come and stay for a certain amount of time and like help them get their life back on track and stuff like that. Almost like I don't want to say an academy, but just like something like that, where it's just like you come, you get better, you get all of these resources, and like if you buy into it, you come out with a better opportunity, like with a second chance.
You went with the easy answer. She went deep. I mean, that's a great answer. I mean, you've thought about that.
She's
that's fantastic.
A lot of thought into it. I went the easy route. A lot of people say,
anybody
like,
can say, I want to be a teacher, I want to be a doctor,
yeah,
I want to
exactly.
be whatever. Like, you went with something.
I've known since like forever.
That's awesome. What's your one advice you'd give your younger self? Or, and since my daughter's sitting over here, what's one as a younger basketball player, what advice would you give?
I would just say follow your heart. Like, my heart has always led me to the right places, to the right people. I feel like I'm very blessed because I've had my goals and kind of known what path I wanted to be on since I was a baby. Like, I've known exactly what I wanted to do in my life. And so that just comes with following your heart and doing what makes you happy.
I'd say just to keep going. Like, there are going to be obstacles and things that knock you off of your path, but it's all to get you to where you eventually end up. So just keep going, like, no matter what comes, no matter what gets in your way, because at the end of the day, it's just helping you get to where you need to be.
What's some place you've never been you'd like to go?
Nowhere. I hate traveling.
Bora Bora. Dubai. Bali. Thailand for sure.
We went with one person who just wants to stay in the seat for the rest of their life.
Japan.
The other person's here. She's named like six
like
more
traveling.
Places.
I don't even know where any of that's at.
I like traveling.
I just know the flight is over 2 hours.
Yeah.
That's not for me.
The long flights are bad, but if you get first class, they're not that bad. So like you got to stack money now so that when you get to that age, you can get first class tickets so that your journey there and back is a great one.
So when like next, you know, later this week, you go to Texas, you know, you love that flight, Ruby.
No.
Are you taking pills to knock yourself out?
I try, but it don't work. I'm too anxious on a plane. Like, I just, I
scared
hate
of flying.
Plane. Like,
she don't like
yeah,
it.
Yeah, like you talking about first class, that plane going out in the first class is going first. Like, they're out of there, bro. Like, I just can't. I'm safer on the ground. Like, everybody want to say, oh, you're safer in the air because of cars and people and that risk is higher. I just don't
so
care.
So you'd rather get in a car and drive than get on a plane?
Absolutely.
Oh, no. See.
I have to trust somebody else with my life up there. Mm-mm. And then the rest of y'all, too. And I got to trust who in the exit row. Like, No. It's
just so why don't you sit in the exit row?
Because I'm not jumping out the plane. The plane going down, I'm going out with it. I'm not jumping out. I'm scared of heights. Like, I'm not about to just be free falling through the air. It's not for me. I guess. So traveling's a no.
So you just got to drive everywhere.
Yeah. If it's not driving distance, it's not for me.
You're from Detroit. Mm-hmm. What do you miss most about home? Those cold winters.
No, I do miss, like, we just have so many food options. Like, this, we have this place called Coney Island, and it's like all types of American food in one place, and it's like only a Detroit thing. Like, it's amazing. It's on every single corner, every single corner, like everywhere. And I also just miss how much of a city it is. Like, downtown, it's people everywhere.
Knoxville's more of a city than Clemson, so that's probably a little bit of a help for you.
It was a big upgrade, a big upgrade, city wise, people wise, everything wise.
And then you're from Fort Lauderdale. Don't say Miami.
Yeah.
Fort Lauderdale. You know, which is also a change, you know, mm-hmm. coming north.
Yeah. Honestly.
You miss the Cuban food?
I never really ate Cuban food for real. I miss the sun, like the humidity. That's crazy to say, but I do miss the humidity.
Well, you get humid here in the summer.
Nothing's like Florida humid, though.
Yeah.
You can say humidity, but humidity here is like maybe like 30%. There it's like 80-90% humidity. Yeah. Like, it's completely different. But I do miss that. Going outside, and as soon as you step outside, you sweat.
That's terrible. I hate Florida. I hate Texas. I step outside and the lotion is running off my body. Like, I can't do that. Like, it's too hot. Should never be that hot.
Oh, polar opposites, but great teammates.
Right.
Well, girls, we appreciate y'all coming in, and you know, this has been a good kind of get to know you all, and you were really, really good. I've been really, really impressed by you. I loved your one answer about the homeless stuff, and we'll get you working on that SEC network before too long.
Thank you for having us.
Thank you.
Thanks for coming in.
Thank you.
Appreciate you.